Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. The second boo of the day whilst I'm out in the glorious Peak District. And what a day it's turned into. I'm walking across the Langset Moors. And I've been walking for around about an hour and 15 minutes. And it's a very rough track that I'm walking along at the moment. But it's obviously a track built by, or built for, the grouse shooters. The sun has finally broken through the clouds and it's turned into a stunning day. It really is beautiful. So I'm heading off Langset Moor now. And I'm going to go down to the river in the bottom of the valley here. And then I'm going to head over onto Howden Moors. I'm going to climb up towards Howden Edge. And I've not quite made my mind up yet. I'm either going to go along Howden Edge towards Marjorie Hill straight away, or I'm going to head up to a place called the Horse Stone. I had to think there for a second. Because there's quite an easy route now. I'm heading down into this small little valley or clough, and there's a nice little bridge at the bottom. And I can see that there's a path that's probably just been made by people on foot or possibly people on quads going to shoot the grouse. I can head straight up to Outer Edge, or I can go to the Horse Stones. I've bought lunch with me. I've bought the stove, I've bought coffee, I've bought loads of things to cook. Just as a bit of a change, really. Instead of nipping to the supermarket on the way and buying like pre-packed sandwiches and things like that, I thought that I would raid the cupboards at home and bring my stove with me. Because that's something that I've got out of the habit of doing. I know Phil does it, Daylight Gambler. Phil, he takes his stove and makes a brew and things like that. Whereas I kind of got out of the habit of doing that. Even on overnight camps, to be honest, to try and keep the weight down, I'd just been taking cold food. I can't get going in the morning without a coffee, so I need to get back in the habit. It's just been this last summer, really, where I've got out of the habit of taking it with me. In the winter, I'd be going nowhere if I'd not had a coffee. So I'm at the turning point now. Do I head across the river, or do I keep going up the valley and cross further up and head for the Horse Stone? I knew I'd got to record another boo now because the view was absolutely stunning as I came across the top there. Let's get down to the river. I'm on the bridge now. At this point in the river, it's got a very thick gritstone base. It's not like broken boulders along the bottom. It's just running across the gritstone. It's carved a channel over the years. And a grouse is just flying off in the distance now from the bush nearby. There's a really sweet smell coming down in the wind. It's the heather. And there's no one about at all today. You know what, I've just said that. I've looked round me and there's two runners. Typical. But until they came, there was no one here. So what I'll do is I'll pause you for now and then we'll continue on very shortly. Welcome back again. I decided that I would go straight up onto Howden Edge instead of visiting the Horse Stone. I've been before and it's supposed to be a relaxing day today, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get up onto either Howden Outer Edge or somewhere around that sort of area and just relax and look down into the Upper Derwent Valley. So I've just come past one of the grouse shooting butts, and I've come across some litter that I've not seen before. And it's shotgun shells. I'll just pick one of them up. Ely Grand Prix Fiber, 25 gram, 67 millimeter. And there's about 20. That's the first of this sort of rubbish I've seen up on here before. The poor grouse. Getting shot so the rich people can have a bit of fun. Anyway. Onwards we go. We'll ignore the other sorts of activities that happen on these moors, and we'll just get to the one that really matters, and that's the walking side of it. Never mind. Onward we go. Welcome back. So I made it up onto the top of Howden Edge, and I'm heading across to a great place now called Crowstone's Edge. Forgive me, just going off piste a little bit, straight across the moors. I got to the top of the path where it joins the, I say path, trek. A flattening of them, of the heather, that's basically all it is. I'm heading straight across the moors now to Crowstone's Edge, and they look absolutely stunning, the rock formations there. I think I'm just going to rack the brains. I think it's called Rocking Stone or something like that. There really is some great looking rocks over there. Well, I wish Mac was here. A really small little yellow bird has just jumped out in front of me. And if Mac was here, he'd probably be able to tell me what it was. Right. Whoops, I'm just dropping down into another little peat gruff. And crossing the non-existent stream in the bottom of it now. And climbing back out the other side. Right, join me further on. Welcome back once again. It's now at 1:10 in the afternoon. And I think I must have sat at Crowstone's Edge on the stones there for around about an hour. Just gazing at the views, and I think I mentioned earlier that I brought my stove with me and cooked some food, made some coffee. And while I was there listening to the Just a Minute podcast, Radio 4 Just a Minute podcast, a thoroughly nice gentleman turned up, and we were talking for about half an hour about the Peak District, Lake District, Scotland. And he's the only other person I've seen up here today. I saw the two ladies running earlier on, but he's the only other person I've seen. And he actually is doing the route that I'm doing, but in the opposite direction. And it just so happened that it was his 72nd birthday today. And we were talking about our love of walking and the Peak District. And I said to him, I says, if I can still be doing this, doing what you're doing now, at the same age that you are, then I'd feel thoroughly blessed. And I told him what my granddad had told me, that never get old, obviously, never get old, but just look after your knees. And he says, yeah, definitely. It's absolutely amazing up on here today, up on the moors. To be honest, I don't want to leave, because the view down the Upper Derwent Valley and down towards the Hope Valley from here is stunning, absolutely amazing. Glorious, fantastic, beautiful, amazing. Right, bye for now.